You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I love this track. And I haven't listened to it for a while. It's Haji with Haji meets Samara Alofa Harborside. Hashi is going to be supporting a very special artist this weekend as part of a community garden show. We've got Ehua in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Hello, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, so good to have you in here. Welcome to our 100% New Zealand Music Week. You've come all the way over from London. You're originally from Italy. You're going to be playing this very special show with Community Garden this weekend. It's so exciting to have you here. How are you feeling to be on the other side of the world?
It is pretty incredible. I don't know, I've been telling this to everyone that I've met in the past week that this is like huge bucket list moment.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, loads of ticks kind of, you know, currently being written. And yeah, I feel it's a special, very special thing and super grateful and, I don't know, excited, honoured. I don't even know.
It's so lovely to have you in the studio. And the reason I couch this with it's our 100% New Zealand Music Week is because I'm going to have to ask you probably the worst thing to ever ask an artist, which is,
yes,
how would you describe your sound? Because normally we would play some of it. But obviously, Haji's setting the scene a little bit here with some kind of beautiful cerebral thought spaces, I think, that maybe we'll be entering into a wee bit here. But how would you describe the music that you make?
Okay, so I would say it's very percussive based. I love percussions. I like making like my own like hand shakers and things like that, banging stuff. So, you know, I do a lot of my own sampling for my own music, but it's, you know, I would say experimental club music with a percussive approach. So
totally,
that's the main focus, yeah.
The Clouds EP we have been playing heaps of on the show, and I know that Bridge and Sigrid and others have been playing it as well. And I think there's a lot of people who are really excited to hear these kind of sounds in a club space. I think having percussion be such a central focus of what you do is so, it's so embodied. It's so something you want to move to. It's so something you want to experience in a room with other people. What was it that got you originally interested in making sounds in this way or exploring sounds as a DJ in this way?
Well, I guess it was very natural. I started producing just because a friend of mine gave me a spare copy of Logic they had, you know, like a spare license.
Best friends to keep around, yeah.
And I'd been watching people making beats for ages, and literally in a few hours I had a song, and I called my friend. I was like, yo, I think I have a song. It's like, no, you made a bit. No, it's like a 5 minute fully like arranged thing. And you know, it all started from there. And then I just, I love like, you know, working on, you know, computers and like, you know, but I felt that I needed to get out of the of the DAW like a little bit and just make it a little bit more organic. And I don't have much analog gear, so, you know, try and record stuff was the kind of the most natural approach for me to, you know, do something analog and real and organic without having to, you know, spend thousands on like,
totally,
you know, analog synths and all of that. And I feel like it's also more, I don't know, it's more like me as a person. I love like DIY and crafts and things like that.
Totally.
So, you know,
yeah,
having this approach to music for me was just like the most natural.
So what does that look like when you are like creating your instruments or working with these sort of percussive things? What is your sort of I guess instrument workshop look like?
Just I've got a lot of clowns and like shell things and I've got like flutes and just like loads of like little things that I like to, you know, work with. It's it's very random. Like my last song, I sampled some salt crystals.
Oh, wow.
A friend of mine was a chef and he had like all these little cool like jars with like all these different salt crystals, and I was like, oh, this sounds super cool.
Yeah,
I'll sample it. And you know, that's like the main kind of idea for my last song, for the last song I released on a compilation for Fabric.
Yeah.
That's
a beautiful compilation, and I love your track on that. I didn't realize that's what you were using. It makes so much sense as well. It feels like a little key unlocked every time you kind of get a little visual of what that sound being created is.
Yeah.
There's something so special about being able to relate it to the real world too, I think, through that analog process, because it can feel maybe in a lot of electronic production like sounds that don't necessarily exist in the real world, and having that really tangible thing that anchors it is such a wonderful part of your music, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, I think it's what makes it special and kind of, you know, distinguish it to from like a lot of other stuff that's out there, and it's still amazing, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like I need my own signature sound, my own I was talking about it with someone on a train like a few weeks ago, and they're like, oh, but how would you say, you know, that your music is yours? And I'm like, it's like, you know, if you look at a painter,
yeah,
you know, like if you look at art, like you can tell that a painting is made by someone, even though it's something completely abstract. They've got their own, you know, their own way of drawing, and I think, yeah, like I have my own way of making music and making things sound ewa, you know, yeah, even though I'm still probably making, like, you know, techno or,
yeah,
or, you know, other type of genres that you could kind of like put into a more like conventional sonic frame.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've been watching heaps of this TV show called Fake or Fortune, which is all like on one of the terrible, you know, free streaming services. And it's so much of it is people going through and looking at like, this brush stroke is actually incorrect for the artist, therefore it is a fake. And I love the idea of like the version of that you could do with music if you, yeah, had a sort of like world where you lost the author of a song, trying to work out how you'd find who that was that made that thing.
Yeah.
That you have a really interesting practice as well, because beyond just your sonic explorations, I'm really wanting to talk a wee bit about some of the kind of academic and written work and kind of connection that you have with people through that space. Tell us a wee bit about, is it Griot or G Riot or G R I O T?
It's Griot.
Griot. Okay, there we, yeah, go. Secret option number three.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. What is it, first of all, for people who aren't familiar?
Okay, so Griot is a collective and an online platform. We have like an online magazine, but we also make, we organize like real events, like exhibitions, mm-hmm, and things like that. We just, last year we started this physical space called Spazio Griot, which is Griot space. And Griot actually means story. It's like storytellers from West,
oh, cool,
Africa. So what we were trying to do, as you were saying, I'm originally from Italy, representation in Italy for, you know, people that aren't just Italians is, yeah, kind of tricky, and we still need to do a lot of work on that. So, you know, Johan Africa was the person who founded the platform initially, you know, felt like it was really like, you know, mission for, you know, Black Italians to kind of, you know, yeah, challenge representation and just be heard and seen in a different way. And I kind of, you know, it was a pleasure for me to like join her in this journey, and it's been going now for what, 8 years now?
Oh,
and
nice.
You know, it's like a beautiful thing to be doing. And yeah, we champion basically arts and culture from the African diaspora globally. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be part of, and really important for me as a Black Italian to,
yeah,
be doing. Also because I live in London and I feel like I've escaped a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know.
And the conversation around stuff. Yeah, yeah, the conversation around diaspora is so different depending where you are as well. So I imagine that being in London, reflecting on it, is a completely different experience than being at home in Italy, reflecting on that. And the emotional things that throws up, I imagine, is probably quite different as well.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, growing up in Italy was great, but also challenging.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got to London, I was 19 years old and I felt like I literally, like, disappeared. Mm. And I could just be who I wanted without having to justify myself,
yep,
or, like, to explain, you know, constantly, you know, where I was from and what I was doing and,
yeah,
why I was there. And,
yeah,
you know, it felt, like, liberating in a way.
Mm.
But still, like, I feel like I wanted to contribute to, you know, my country's culture. Like,
yeah,
I didn't just want to, like, leave and be like, okay, you were horrible, bye, you know.
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to move back there, but my family's there, my brothers are there. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, I still feel like there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm, you know, very proud to still be doing it. And it's super important.
I think, yeah, that's a really generous relationship to be to have with a country that has, you know, been a complicated space as well, is to think, okay, well, is this always going to be the way it is? How do we sort of accept responsibility within that conversation? That's something we have so many complicated conversations about here in,
yeah,
Aotearoa too, particularly because we have this whole thing of everyone goes and does their OE, they head overseas, they do their thing. What is that when you bring it into the context of being a colonised country? I don't know. These are all interesting conversations.
Yeah.
So cool. If people want to get a little bit more into the world of Griot,
Griot, yeah.
Griot, sorry, I'm just rolling the R's in the wrong place.
No,
listening.
Right, that's cool. That's cool.
Where can they find stuff online about this? Because I'm sure there'll be lots of people who want to go get into this world as well.
Sure. So the Instagram, I think Instagram page, it's GriotMag. So that's GRIOTMAG. And yeah, we've got a platform, GriotMag.com, where you can read. It's in two languages, so it's both in English and Italian. We've got some articles in French as well. And yeah, I'd say like these are, and also Spazio Griot, so S-B-A-Z-I-O, Griot. That's for our like physical nomadic space.
Awesome.
Where you can, you know, kind of get involved in more like presentations, like in terms of like books, screenings, exhibitions. We've done a big exhibition last summer that actually lasted for like 3 months in Rome. And we're preparing another one for this summer. So it's a lot happening. And if you happen to be in Europe,
go yeah, check it out.
Come and check it out. Yeah.
For luckily, sure. You don't need to be in Europe to see you DJing this week.
Nope.
Very exciting stuff. I'm so looking forward to this. Ewa, at this weekend, the 26th at Whammy Bar, you have got two fantastic artists from Tamaki performing with you, AJ Honeysuckle and Haji. What can people expect from the evening? What's the sort of energy to go into the space with? What's the vibe that they're going to be experiencing?
Well, I think a lot of cool, broken, clubby stuff.
Like, excellent.
You can style, but not only. You know, I like mm-hmm. to play anything. A lot of percussive stuff, a lot of, you know, different rhythms and genres and, yeah, BPMs. So just expect anything. Just, you know, get ready to dance and sweat. That's
excellent.
My only concern, you know, always.
I feel like to shake off a big week, this is going to be a perfect evening for it. Tickets are via Under the Radar, as all good things are. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. We're going to listen to another Haji track. This one's from the Big Fresh Collective's Footmahi Comp for 2023. This is Ms. Georgina.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.